listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So the big news that just broke a little while ago, we have a quarterback change. Nick Foles is headed to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The contract deal is $88 million over 4 years, $50 million of it guaranteed once this can become official coming up on Wednesday. So RJ, what does Vegas make of the big deal for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
First, we got to make an assumption here, and this is a big assumption and probably one you're not going to hear on a lot of radio shows. Brad's looking like, what could it be? You have any idea, Brad?
How much Foles is worth? I don't know.
The assumption is we don't really understand the salary cap. We understand there's an amount of money and there's a minimum and a max. But there's something about the min that some years you don't have to reach it. In the NBA, it's not a hard cap, whereas you got a luxury tax or whatever they call it. But that's if it happens for 2 years or 3 years. There's all of this very complicated stuff. And one of the basic premises of Straight Out of Vegas.
Why don't you stick to what you know?
We stick to what we know. So a lot of this conversation about all of these trades, or more specifically signings in most cases, is going to be understanding. I don't know the fact that Antonio Brown had a lot of guaranteed money up front, not as much guaranteed later, and how that was one of the points of contention. And now, what does that mean to the Raiders? What does that mean to the Steelers? That's a specialization. What we're going to say is, hey, how good is Nick Foles? Now, Steve, we're going to start with you. Only two-time Super Contest champion. How good is Nick Foles?
Nick Foles is your average NFL starting quarterback. RJ, right in the middle, my number 15th ranked quarterback.
So how does that fit in with the salary cap? Oh, wait, no. But what we can say, I think, fairly, is he's being paid better than average.
He is, and the reason he's being paid so much better is because Jacksonville had a desperate need at quarterback because Blake Bortles is one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and the team had lost faith in him.
Agreed, and your theory last year was that the discontent with Bortles affected the defense.
Absolutely. We saw the defense basically quit on the team, and then finally when they benched Bortles, at least initially, the defense brought it. They were so happy anyone was behind center other than Blake Bortles.
Yeah, so it, and again, we don't know for sure that was the case, so it sure seemed like it. We also don't know, is it Bortles' personality? Is it his play on the field? Was it the fact that he got quite a big contract? Right. Now, it was a contract, again, just dipping our toe in the water here, that sometimes these contracts come out with big numbers, and actually the Kaepernick contract, last one with the 49ers was like that. The thought was, oh my God, they just made a big commitment to Kaepernick. But there's the outs. You know, it's like having a prenup. There was those outs, and the payoff's not so bad. So Bortles' contract wasn't terrible for the Jags, as far as the experts would say, assuming he would have played okay, which he didn't. But the players in the locker room are not necessarily experts at these things. Like, we're not. It just looked like a mighty big number. They know there's a finite amount to go around. If I come in with a duffel bag of money, like I tend to the first of the month, and you know it's going to be divvied up, when you see the power I pushed to Brad, you're thinking, well, that's less it can go to Fez, right? And that's the way you're thinking.
Exactly. But you know what? Brad can play, and he's deserving of that big paycheck and that big duffel bag. When I see someone who can't play and they're getting paid big, RJ, it makes for a very unhappy Fezzik.
You know what's funny about Fezzik? Whenever a compliment doesn't cost him a dollar, he's like the nicest guy in the world. But when he's maneuvering behind the scenes, oh.
I'm the dirtiest player in the game.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, the other big story in the NFL this past weekend was the trade that did finally go down. Antonio Brown goes from the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Oakland Raiders in exchange for a third and a fifth round pick. And upon arriving in Oakland, Antonio Brown will get $30 million guaranteed, and he is locked up for the next 3 years as an Oakland Raider.
Yeah, so, boy, I've got like 10 different emotions on this one. So why don't we start with some research we did back when Brown was discussing leaving. Is he at the end of the road? You know, at 30, 31, does he have one good year? Do I have two good years? Pregame.com research looked at some comparables, like houses. There's a comp. And I'll tell you, it surprised me. It looks like guys like Brown, and no one seems to want to question his work ethic, so you would assume he'd play relatively young for his age. He's got three or so good years left. So let me ask the roundtable and Jonas in L.A., does anyone here think that 3 years from now, so not next year, so 2019, 2021, 21's the third year, does anyone have like a lot of skepticism about Brown in 21?
I actually do. And here's why. I went ahead and took a look, and you mentioned there's some elite NFL wide receivers that have done quite well in their early 30s. So Brown turns 31 in July. I took a look at the top wide receivers, their ages, top 10 last year. As it turns out, Antonio Brown was one of the top 10.
And what metric are we using?
Just yards, reception yards. He was
this is like we're back in 1978.
It is. But
we're just counting stats.
Any other metric would have been comparable. And he
how do we know that?
If I went ahead and looked at like the average per catch and the like and the guys who were at the top.
All right, I'll accept that.
All right. So there's one guy.
If it's true.
Brown is the oldest guy on the list who was in the top 10. So okay. I think that's a little disconcerting to think that. And if you look at his production, it has tailed off from MVP type level 3 years ago to current level. We're still an elite top 10 wide receiver, but borderline top 10. And that's with Pittsburgh and Big Ben. Now he goes to Oakland. We will see, RJ.
I think we got to be careful here because one, yardage by itself is a counting stat. Now, why do I say that derisively? Because the more times you get thrown the ball, the better you're going to do, right? Also, how has Big Ben changed? I mean, my eye test tells me Big Ben is not near the quarterback today that he was even two years ago. Fez?
Yeah, I can agree with that, although he's still a top five NFL quarterback.
But we're talking relative numbers, right?
Yes.
So if there's a relative drop-off in Big Ben, also, obviously, something's going on with Brown. Now, was this all some big master plan, Machiavellian, Sun Tzu-style stuff that you might do, Fez, behind the scenes? And now he's like, success, I'm a Raider. Oh, wait. I mean, this felt like an ego-driven move by Brown. Let's get something straight. In no way am I saying ego in a negative sense. I mean, in so many ways, ego is healthy. There's the famous story of Tom Brady when literally the first time he saw Mr. Kraft, he walked up and introduced himself and said, I'm Tom Brady. And the best decision this organization ever made was drafting me. You heard that story, Brad?
I've heard that quite a few times.
And not for me.
No, never. You haven't brought it up.
I don't like to repeat myself. But, never tell you about my high school prom. But the thing is, you look at that and you say, God, big ego. But when he gets up at 4:45 in the morning, all the things that go in, no thank you for the ice cream. Do you have any, what's the famous ice cream he eats that, not soy, but yeah, whatever it is, it's not the good stuff, right? So I like that Brown as a sixth-round draft choice right now would be considered, at minimum, just so we don't have to debate it, one of the 10 best receivers in history. I mean, literally since it all started, Jim Thorpe, like put Jim Thorpe in the conversation. Antonio Brown, 32 teams said no thank you in the first, no in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and they took the guy. Now, Brad, you have all the college knowledge. Were you a big, you know, deep knowledge of Brown when he played in the MAC?
He was productive at Central Michigan. But
so you mean like Fez, you looked at his yardage and said, ah, looks all right.
He's all right, but I mean, I wasn't thinking, hey, that guy, they got a steal in the sixth round there. I wasn't thinking that, no question.
So to me, this is such a, and even saying it's ego-driven doesn't necessarily mean it's bad, but I don't think it means it's good.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
The Golden State Warriors are 4-6 in their last 10. They lose last night to the Suns, 115-111 at home.
Sometimes the numbers tell the whole story. You don't need to editorialize. 16 point or bigger favorites in the NBA the last 10 seasons?
Nope, since 1995.
Oh, so since 1995, thank you. Their record, 262-5. So Golden State was one of the five, right?
Yep.
So entering that game, 262-4. So we can say Golden State, ebbs and flows, motivational issues.
Golden State is coasting. They need to have something to get them up for a game. So they crushed Denver Friday night because Denver's a really good team. And now they go back to the, let's just get through the regular season mode. Slept walked in the game against Phoenix.
Real quick, 10 seconds each. Zion, we've got a gigantic bet. I'm looking smarter and smarter. Let's be honest about it. I said no Zion. Brad, what is your current odds Zion plays another college basketball game?
50-50.
So you haven't went down at all since Friday.
I got to believe Coach K. Expect Zion back Thursday.
I don't believe Coach K. 45%.
Just a smidge below. I'm getting 4-1, guys. That's why I'm me.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.